This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to be talking about, would you hire a doctor to destroy your health? Absolutely not. Nobody would, right? Common sense does come into play. Would you hire a lawyer to destroy justice? Of course, absolutely not. Would you hire a college professor to destroy knowledge when it comes to your children or even yourself? No way. What about your government? Would you allow them to destroy freedoms? Did you entrust them with delegated authorities from we the people to destroy the country? Absolutely not. What about the freedom of the press, right? Freedom falls within line of liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Freedom is not defined out as licentious, just for the record. But when it comes to the press, right, what would you think of them in the press that destroy information? Would you be okay with that? No way. Absolutely not. Nobody would. What about Christianity destroying obedience to Christ? Or let's put it this way, religion destroying morality. Would you be okay with that? Well, by the way, that's what's happening in this country. And would you allow bankers to destroy the economy? Well, most people with a bit of common sense would say absolutely not. Well, guess what, friends? All these things that I just highlighted are exactly what's happening in this country today. Now, let me ask you another question. Would you hire a doctor to destroy your health or a lawyer to destroy justice? We already talked about that. Now, here's my question that I want to lay to your candor. How about a billionaire to drive your economy $8.3 trillion into debt? Is this this apparently is somehow, I guess, the way that you make America great again. I guess that's how it works, right? Or so they would have you believe. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes, friends, on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Before we get to that, if you'd like to jump over onto Sons of Liberty Media.com, get some articles over there, friends, from culture warriors, those that are part of the answer, friends, that are in the warfare, those that have put their hand to the plow and are not looking back, forgive me, go over there and check out their articles because they are giving you firsthand cutting-edge information as to what the CIA mainstream media means to omit. On the right side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, and do the same thing. We're on the front page of beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. If you're driving in the 121 cities, and maybe, well, I guess that doesn't really count for what we're talking about here, but I did highlight the fact that there's, I think, 7 or 8 television programs that picked this up in California alone. I don't know if you have a TV on your phone or if it goes through Restream, but if it does, you can check us out on YouTube, or if you want to, you can give us a phone call if you're listening to us on radio. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, folks. this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. We can go over to the, Philippians chapter 2, and we can go to John 14:6. Folks, you get the point. We follow Jesus Christ here. Okay? I want to get to this because I want to play some audio of commie Bill de Blasio. And I want you to listen carefully to him, and I'm going to give you the fallout concerning what he's advocating for. This, again, is all under the guise of the coronavirus. Nobody's advocating and propping up that narrative more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream CIA-controlled media, is there, friends? Nope. Because they know that their narrative is crumbling to the ground. The people across the country are awake for the most part as to what's taking place concerning this coronavirus. Yesterday we played some audio for you from two doctors, friends, from an outlet that was actually doing their job, and I high-five you for doing so, my friends, telling us that it's not about no COVID-19. It's not about science, this one doctor said. And then he ended with, this is about control. And he wanted to know why that doctors in America are being pressured to equate deaths to the COVID-19. I want to tell you why. Because they don't have the numbers to substantiate their national fraud that they're committing. And it is national fraud. Don't get me wrong. This is a fraud being perpetuated on the American people through the media and corruption in government. There's no question about it. Well, who jumps on the bandwagon here? Commie Bill de Blasio. What does he want? Well, I'll let him tell you. Go ahead. Listen to this. This is craziness.
New Yorkers, you have been extraordinary.
Talking down on New Yorkers like he's their parent. You need to understand how these people are playing the game.
Figure out how to do this because
and the wordplay as well.
We're warm, emotional people. We're used to being close to each other. We're used to being packed in the subway cars, and we've had to do the exact opposite and figure out how to keep distance. It's not natural for us. It's not normal for us, but you've done it. You've done an amazing job. Now, look. Thank you, everyone who's done it the right way, but we still know there's some people who need to get the message. And that means sometimes making sure the enforcement is there to educate people.
Enforcement.
And make clear we got to have social distance.
Whoa.
So now it is easier than ever when you see a crowd, when you see a line that's not distanced, when you see a supermarket that's too crowded, anything, you can report it right away so we can
report
get out there to fix the problem. And now it's as simple as taking a photo. All you got to do is take the photo and put the location with it and bang, send a photo like this and we will make sure
that
crazy? Enforcement comes right away. Text the photo to 311-692 and action will
Folks,
ensue.
Are you listening to what's going on here?
To get
okay.
the help we need. Or
when you go to Mark 13:12, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Now this is scripture, Mark 13:12, okay? Your government is showing you, friends, who they really are. This is, from A to Z, totalitarianism. They want you to take a picture, that's it, and send it to them. They gave you the text information. That's all they want you to do. And bam, we'll send enforcement. Enforcement for what? Hey, folks, they're going to assume authority if you don't challenge that authority in reference to the law that's written. They don't have the lawful authority to implement by force the things that they're implementing. Now, this is what I wanted you to hear. Did you know that after this came out, their hotline was flooded with obscenities telling these people, these corrupt politicians, where they can go? In other words, friends, it completely backfired. See, this is the American spirit. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Which one do you live under? We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Join us on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, or go to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing. We're on the front page. With that said, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. If you want to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. Yes, folks, people are talking and they're writing in right now. They're leaving live chat comments. You mean it completely backfired? Yes, this is the voice that tyranny means to squelch. They don't want you to know that the majority of the people in this country aren't going along with their unlawful, unconstitutional edicts, which makes them criminal because they're acting as outlaws. Again, friends, this isn't, you know, a constitutional attorney. I talk to him all the time. One of my friends is a constitutional attorney. He's a lead attorney. We have these conversations all the time. This isn't just idle rant. Folks, I'm talking according to the law. These individuals in representative positions never receive delegated authority from we the people to enforce unconstitutional laws against we the people. And this is what is happening. People are defying all across the United States of America. We know that when the beaches opened up in Florida, they were flooded, friends. They were flooded in defiance to the tyrant governor in that state. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Pamela Geller just wrote, California, tens of thousands defy commie Governor Newsom's stay-at-home orders. They flock to the beaches. Folks, there's 5,000 shares just on this one article. The media means for you not to hear this information because this weakens their agenda. This weakens their narrative. Remember last week when the woman was arrested for bringing her daughter in Idaho to the park? Well, you know what? The media will highlight that, but they won't tell you what the backlash was. Well, the backlash was the police officer that had the unconstitutional audacity to arrest a woman for taking her little girl to the park. His house was surrounded by Americans, friends. People need to understand that you can hear the bad news all day, but they're not going to report the good news. They're not going to report that all over the United States of America that you have tens of thousands and in some cases hundreds of thousands of people throughout the United States defying these tyrannical governors. That is what is happening, America. This is the media's tactic, and I have teed this up for you 1.5 million times, the tactic that Saul Alinsky told his little dominions from hell, his little dominions from hell, and that's exactly what these people are. They're daring the justice of God, and they're going to receive it. They're going to get an answer sooner or later, and so are we if we don't deal with the tyrants, right? That is the message from heaven. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they don't want you knowing all the well that people are defying their orders. Here, let me give you another one. Just now, this was just this morning, you heard about the woman that in Texas who said she defied the order of the governor in the state of Texas. And what did she do? She stood up and she opened the doors. And you know what happened? Because she stood up, other patriots in her area armed themselves to defend her and her business from tyrannical government enforcing that which is unlawful. This is what our forefathers laid out for us to learn from, friends. Read Hebrews 13:7. We're to follow in the footsteps. This is what needs to happen in this country, is where the American people begin to defend themselves from these unconstitutional edicts. And you're always going to get, again, the squeaky wheel, the small percentage of the cops, the bad cops that are going to just go along because they want some sort of political ride to the top of the ladder, friends. You're always going to get them. And the people, when you see these, by the way, these cops, when you see them enforce unconstitutional edicts, you need to remember who they are. Because those people, those police officers, are there to uphold the law. They swore to uphold the same constitution that our military did, and giving them the freedoms and the privilege to be in that position to serve we the people. Have you ever seen a cop car where it doesn't say on there, "We're here to serve"? In some fashion or another? Absolutely. They're there to serve we the people. These cops, and I'm talking about those that are enforcing these unconstitutional edicts coming from the tyrants in their state, they need to be removed just like the governors do. This is the voice of freedom. By the way, this is the voice of the law. Okay? And patriots, what they do is they uphold the law in defiance to the tyranny that's taking place. And it's happening. It's happening. And again, the mainstream media does not want you to hear about it. And I don't care what they want you to hear about. Again, we don't ask the devil for permission here, okay? Armed supporters show up to guard Dallas salon defying COVID-10 stay-at-home order. She said, "I've had enough." The government, this is a purposed crisis to drive us financially into the hole. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. But I want people to understand that there are people, you be encouraged to stand up concerning what's going on in this country, friends. You be encouraged concerning what's going on in this country. Because people, again, are standing up against the tyrannies that you are seeing today that mean to oppress you. Here, I want to show you something here. At least verbally, I'll do my best to paint the picture. Seen a meme this morning with some folks walking around with masks on. It's a picture, and they share them throughout social media outlets. And it said, "The masks aren't for your protection." No, they're not. They just want to see how many people will pretend with them, because that's what it is. And by the way, what the governor's doing and what the president of the United States of America is doing right now, it's a pretended authority that they mean to enforce through totalitarian means. Just so you know, it's a pretended authority. It is not lawful. But going back to this meme where it's a man and a woman, they have masks on, it states, "The masks aren't there for your protection. They are a sign of your submission." That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And keep in mind, these are the same people that say they don't believe the mainstream media, and these are the same people they say that they don't trust their governments. And yet when the government and the media play the music, they get up and dance and they play the fools for them, don't they? See, these are the same ignorant people that helped the corruption in government to justify, to attempt to justify what they cannot justify. These are the people that are pretending and going along, giving strength to their unlawful edicts. That's what these people are. And you're always going to get them, friends. You're always going to get them. But who do you think the mainstream media is going to highlight? Do you think that they're going to highlight some where there's 300,000 people, which, by the way, they minimized in Michigan when they stood up and protested the tyrant there in that state who needs to be charged for crimes against the people? Hey, friends, either you're going to adapt to that or else you're going to lose your freedoms. It's just that simple. Okay? Either you're going to adapt to the law and you're going to deal with the tyrant, or the tyrant's going to deal with you. There is no in-betweenites, right? But guess what? The mainstream media, they minimized the numbers. There was 300,000 people there. They reported thousands, friends. How do you mix 1,000? How do you get confused 1,000 with hundreds of thousands? You don't. It's purpose. That's why they're called useful idiots. Okay? And it's also interesting, friends, that, and again, it's of interest for you to understand, cause the enemy to believe that there's more of us than there really is. They're scared to death that the American people are going to fall in obedience to the Word of God and actually keep His commandments because they love the Lord enough to do so. And why do they do that? Because they see the love that was bestowed upon them through the cross. Here in His love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for their sins. These are the people that realize it's not about them. These are the people that realize it's about their posterity. These are the people that realize our forefathers paid the ultimate price, along with many of our veterans, hundreds of thousands of them, since the inception of this country, friends. And the fact of the matter is they're responding because they know that someone sacrificed themselves to give them the freedoms that they have. And out of gratitude, they're turning around and saying, I'm going to do the same thing for my generation. That's an American. That is an American, friends. What I want to do is when I come back, I want you to, I'm going to play some audio for you really quick and I'll get over to my main topic. I'm going to go over to Jesse Ventura, of all people. I had actually met Jesse Ventura, who was the governor of the state for some time. And when I met him, he'd actually read my book. We used to have street teams, and he got a hold of one of my books. And this was at a Ron Paul campaign rally in Minneapolis at the Target Center. And I went to it, and I was invited to come upstairs. And there sits Jesse and his wife. And I knew that he read my book. This wasn't pre-planned. We didn't set this up. It was just the Lord connecting the dots, probably to get to Jesse. And when I met Jesse, someone introduced me and him, and he was sitting there with his wife. And I shook his hand, and I said, so you read my book? And he said, huh? And I said, yeah, you read my book. And he said, yeah, but I only read, or he goes, but I only believed half of it. The part that he didn't believe was the Word of God. Can you imagine guys like that, friends, getting a hold of the Word of God? Actually, the Word of God getting a hold of them. What they won't do in the face of tyranny. Well, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to play some audio for you concerning his initiation into the gubernatorial position in the state of Minnesota. Guess who it was, friends? It was the CIA. Whoa! I'm going to play that for you right on the other side of the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming another governor to the White House. This time it's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Now, while speaking at the White House, DeSantis says that Florida's death rate has been lower than most of the experts predicted.
Orlando had 50 people hospitalized in that whole area for COVID-19. I mean, people were predicting there were going to be hundreds of thousands hospitalized in Florida by this time.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is allowing his stay-at-home order to expire on Thursday. He says it's time for Texans to get back to work.
You get back to business, allow everybody to sell their goods at 25%. We know that's not good enough, but if we can do this and prove that we can do it for 2 weeks, then we can take the next step and open up at 50% capacity. And if we can continue to contain the spread, we can open up all the way, making sure we put safety first.
USA Radio News. As the push for coronavirus testing continues, White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro is accusing China of sending low-quality and even counterfeit coronavirus antibody testing kits to the United States.
One of the things that's on my radar, though, that's really troublesome is there's a lot of these antibody tests coming in from China now that are low quality, false readings and things like that, and we've got to be really careful.
The CEO of Waffle House says he's seeing a slight uptick in business at his restaurants that fully reopened in Georgia and Tennessee.
What I saw in the restaurants yesterday, I was in the restaurants all day and I was in them again this morning, is it's a little bit more traffic. People are still practicing social distancing. They're wearing masks. They're standing clear from one another.
Walt Elmer also tells NBC that they've cut down their restaurants to about half so people can feel safe dining in. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So this is what I want to get to really quick. Just line upon line, precept upon precept. I was just teeing it up just a couple minutes ago with Jesse Ventura. I said, wouldn't it be awesome to see the word of the Lord get a hold of this guy, the Holy Ghost get a hold of this guy, vice versa. He had read one of my books, and when I met him, I said to him, I heard you read my book, and you only believed half of it. And we all know it's half he didn't believe, and it was the Word of God, which brings about godly repentance, his sin before a just and a holy God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Exodus 20, Galatians 3:24, right? Romans 3:20, to drive him to the foot of the cross. It's idolatry. Can you imagine him getting saved? But what was interesting is we talked about how the government is acting today. Now, we talked about Blasio, and it's interesting how many people today are equating what they're seeing in their government representatives, their said representatives, that they all the well know that are not working for we the people, but special interest groups, are equating them to that of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. You're hearing it all the time now. Yep. The Lord had us on this this plow for 2-3 years, just highlighting it over and over, the similarities. Yep, and now it's on for you Americans and 53 countries on full display for you to see who they really are. And they're showing themselves who they really are. Well, who is it that they work for? Who are they taking orders from? Well, if you remember right, Jesse Ventura some time ago, before he took over, after he won, he became the governor of the state of Minnesota, and that he was invited downstairs into the basement by guess who? Listen to this, friends. This is incredible.
This is an outrage. I am outraged. Is this Nazi Germany we're talking about? I fought for my country as a Navy SEAL. I've served in public office. I don't like the idea of my government spying on its citizens. And when I found out they were spying on me, the governor, I vowed to find out who's behind it. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. About a month after I was elected governor, I was requested into the basement of the Capitol to be interviewed by 23 members of the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA.
There you have it.
They were very formal. It was governor, sir, and all that. But they put me in a chair, and they were in a big half moon around me. And I said to them, look, before I answer any of your questions, I want to know what you're doing here. Because in the CIA mission statement, it says that they're not to be operational inside the United States of America. Well, they wouldn't really give me an answer on that. And then I said, I want to go around the room, and I want each one of you to tell me your name and what you do. Half of them wouldn't. Now, isn't that bizarre? I'm the governor, and these guys won't even answer questions from me. Then they started questioning me, and it was all about how I got elected. And you know what the most bizarre thing about it was? There was every array of person you could imagine. Young people, old people, all nationalities. And that's what really got to me. These were people that you would see every day. They looked like your neighbors.
Here's an inside look at Jesse Ventura, brought to you by Geico.
Did you hear that, friends? So if you want to know who's calling the shots, and if you're trying to figure out why they're all allied, and they all do the same things at the same time, it's because of who's behind the curtain. It's the little old man that uses the big green face called the CIA to scare everybody into submission. Now, the CIA was equated to none other than the American version of the Gestapo by President Harry Truman back in 1947. This is why we're seeing the similarities between us and the Third Reich. Who's in the CIA, friends? Who's ruling the roost behind closed doors, friends, besides the grandchildren of those Nazi criminals that came over into America back in the 40s through Operation Paperclip? This should come as no surprise as to what's going on here. But folks, they're a law unto themselves. Apparently the CIA, who's not supposed to operate domestically, they can just go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Maybe we should get my friend Kevin Shipp back on the radio here to explain. He's a former CIA agent. Folks, this is the problem. And the reason they're doing what they're doing, friends, is because, again, the people don't even know their function. It's unconstitutional. By the way, if you want to get real technical about it, how many of these agencies are in operation today that are completely unconstitutional? Oh, my goodness. If we were to get back to the law, friends, if you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments and you get back to God's 10, I'll tell you what, you're going to clean house real quick, but it's not going to come without a war. There's no question about it. During the break, I wanted to highlight, too, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted an article. Will you and I get poor in the U.S.? Super rich see exponential jump of $282 billion in just 3 weeks due to the scamdemic. Tim said, I have nothing against actual real capitalism and a true lawful free market. However, what we are witnessing today among many of the super rich is not that. And we all know that this is the truth. That's why a recent report should be shocking to many. While Americans are told by tyrants they can't work for their own good and the good of the society, something that is clearly Marxist in its approach, America's billionaires have occurred. They've made, okay, they've accumulated, they've aggrandized financially more than $282 billion in just the last 3 weeks. That's more than they made total prior to 1980. Folks, I can scream, I can cry, or I can stand up and I can deal with it. Folks, no one's selling here. They're buying. No one's going bankrupt but me and you. Well, they aggrandize billions of dollars onto themselves in 3 weeks. From 1980 all the way up, they have not done so more than just the last 3 weeks on our calendar. Just think about that. What's at play here, friends? interesting how they think they're above the law. Oh, it's a lesson we're all going to learn once again, and I don't think anybody can deny that. Regardless, if you do deny it, it matters not, because we are going to face our judge for all of this. And we can cause them to face their judge prior to a Nuremberg trial. I'd rather have it before than after, friends, because prevention is better than cure. Now, let me get over to this. I got a segment and a half. How many of you would hire a doctor to destroy your health or a lawyer to destroy justice? How about a billionaire to drive your economy $8.3 trillion into debt? Chris Hedges said, now we live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy. Hey, folks, if I want to see where I'm going, I turn the lights on so that I can see where I'm going. Read Psalm 119, 105. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I don't turn the lights off so that I remain in the dark only to stumble about and be overtaken by the darkness. Right? Jesus said, follow me while you have the light. John 12:35. Now, if I want to be saved from the darkness, then I go to the light of men, John 1:4. And if I want to be saved from my sins, then I go to him that is the Savior from sin. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? Matthew 1:21. Yet somehow or another, people have now taken on the opposite of what is true in so many different ways. Scripture tells us in Isaiah 5:20, woe, it's a curse. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. I'll say it again. Woe unto them that call good evil and evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Who does this more than your said representatives today? It is for the preachers of the day, is it for them, namely the preachers of the day, to destroy obedience to Christ, 1 John 2:6? Absolutely not. It's for them to preach law to grace, John 16:8 through 11. The Holy Ghost comes about to bring conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, right? With the law is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. That's the New Testament, Galatians 3:24. To bring about what? Godly repentance, Acts 20, verse 21. Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said that he preached repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then what does that do? It produces godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Then what happens? Well, where we might be saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, Ephesians 2:8 through 10, and Hebrews 12:2, where we establish the law through faith, Romans 3:31. That's important. If you didn't get all that, go ahead and rewind it, download the show, and write those scriptures out. Now, what I want to do is I want to lay to your candor, this is not in order. It's the best way that I put it in order with my thoughts in them, okay? We now live in a nation that destroys health. This is true. We see it. I have RNs on my live chat even now, and they know it to be true. Is it the purpose of a doctor to destroy the health of a human being? Absolutely not. It's his or her duty and their obligation and purpose to restore the health of a human being. Read Mark 5:26. Is it the purpose of a lawyer to destroy justice? Absolutely not. It's his job or her job to uphold the law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Is that true? It's found in Deuteronomy 25:1. Yes, it is. Is it the purpose of a teacher to destroy knowledge? Absolutely not. It is his or her job to train up the people in becoming fruitful scholars. Period. Okay? Is it for the press to destroy the information that keeps us lawfully informed? Absolutely not. It is their job to give us the information so that we can remain a free people. Again, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, which applies to freedom of the press in accordance with the law. We're going to come right back to this, friends. How many of you would hire a doctor to destroy your health or a lawyer to destroy justice? How about a billionaire to drive your economy $8.3 trillion into debt?
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches. doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I gotta say this, okay? People are just talking about how they are doing what they are doing. The message of the Word of God is responsibility, okay? Just for the record, Jesus said over and over and over again, take heed unto yourself, take heed unto yourself, take heed unto yourself, take heed unto yourself. And then when you read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it says, what, to ensure domestic tranquility? Friends, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to establish justice. Who? We the people. Those that are in government, who do they work for? They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. If we see something that's not right in our representatives, that's a reflection of we the people. We have to take responsibility. Quit giving power over to they when it is you that is responsible. Let me say it a different way. Don't complain about what you tolerate. How about that? And this, by the way, what I just said is why people get mad at me. Oh, you know, I can't do anything about it. As they're sitting in front of a television set, drinking Cokes and eating Twinkies, watching their favorite game on television. Oh, there's nothing I can do about it. No. Read Jeremiah 11:13, by the way. You're gods. It's idolatry. No, there's nothing you want to do about it. That's the problem that we're having with people such as yourself, if it applies to you. Okay? Talking about how many of you would hire a doctor to destroy your health? Nobody would. How about a lawyer to destroy justice? Nobody would. How about a billionaire to drive your economy $8.3 trillion into debt? Because that's what's happening here today, friends. I just ended with the institution of the free press. Let me go on with a couple more. Is it for the financial institutions in this country to destroy the economy? Absolutely not. Is it for them to run the banking institutions in such a fashion so that the economy might grow in accordance with constitutional money? Of course. Of course. To grow the economy, not to destroy it. Is it for the government to destroy this country? Absolutely not. It is for them to restrain men from sin, 1 John 3:4. It is for them to maintain order, and they are to enforce God's moral law by condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. That's the three purposes of government. You're being robbed, friends, because you're allowing them to go ahead and put their hands into things that they have no constitutional authority to do so. They've created their own system to enslave the people that work for them, that tend their fields. Right, vassals? What is it that's destroying America today? I want to tell you. A lack of justice. And this equates to judgment having been turned backwards upon us. Remember, justice is the guardian of liberties. And how many times, Isaiah 51 verse 4, how many times? Oh, Bradley, that's just a pipe dream. Oh, Bradley, you know as well as I do, that's just never going to happen. Here, you know, because of this loser, because he doesn't want to do anything, he wants to spread his fear. He wants to spread his a lack of courage. You know that in war, you know what you can't have around warriors? Those that are afraid, because they say it's like poison, it spreads. All right? You got to get rid of those guys. Those that understand that we don't take our counsels from our fears. Oh, Bradley, you know, it's just a pipe dream. You think that the people will ever actually enforce the laws and impeach them and then indict them? I mean, that's just a pipe dream. No, and what you're up against is a small portion of the people. Here, let me equate it for you. During the foundation of this country, through our forefathers, 56 signers, and less than 3% of the population, God used them to establish what we have today. Okay? Now we're seeing today, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, we're seeing less than 3% of the population destroy the rest of us. Why? Because the rest of us believe the lie. And I want to say us and as to equate to those that are believing the lies that are being promulgated by federal government, state government, and the mainstream media. I'm not falling for it because I can see right through this garbage. And let me say this, these people, again, are scared to death that you're going to catch on, that there's 330 million people in this country, and a good majority of them are sick and tired of what you're sick and tired of. That's what they're scared to death of. It's a very, very dangerous game what these people are playing. There's no doubt. Now, I have one more example for you. I got 6 minutes left. Would you expect that a billionaire would win the highest office in America only to turn and destroy the United States of America? Especially all the while knowing that his slogan on the campaign trail was to make America great again. For those that didn't know, Ronald Reagan used the same exact slogan. Went out to Simi Valley, California, went into that museum. Not a big Reagan fan at all, though I know his son. His son is cool. But the fact of the matter is, not a big Reagan fan. They're all the same. He's an actor, too. He was raised up as an actor, for those that didn't know. He really was, just like the one that's in the White House today. And his slogan was, make America great again. But now, this is what I need to get to. Over and over again, billionaire Donald Trump promised to eradicate the national debt in 8 years. He said this on the campaign trail before he became the president, for those that didn't know. Now, just keep in mind what I've been talking about. Would you hire these certain sort of people to destroy the very field in which they promote or advocate for? Okay? We're talking about a billionaire, Donald Trump. He promised to eradicate the national debt in 8 years. Now, outside of the fact that this administration has been exposed, Luke 12:2, over and over again for doing the opposite of what he's promised to do, it should come as no surprise as to the trail of destruction that this administration has been leaving behind himself. Now, you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. You can go to the links. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you know that Donald Trump, friends, for some reason or another, that fake media continuously helps Donald Trump to cover what needs to be covered? Right? Never gets too serious. Did you know that Donald Trump filed bankruptcy 6 times? You can go to the link right on here. It's just reported, as a matter of fact. Let me go to the link. The link is LegalZoom. Okay. How does Donald Trump repeatedly file for bankruptcy and still stay on top? Well, the same way they all do. They get there by corruptive means in so many different ways. Six times. The guy's been filing for bankruptcy for how many decades, friends? How come we didn't hear about this? And if we did, we just heard once or twice about how the fact is that Donald Trump filed bankruptcy. We didn't know that he did it not once, but twice, three times, four times, five times, six times. So he filed for bankruptcy six times. What do you think the fruit of a guy like that is going to be? I mean, would you go to a sick doctor and have that sick doctor tell you how to become healthy? Well, that's what you're allowing, America. Do you understand what I'm telling you here? Would you go to a communist professor to educate your child in the ways of America? Absolutely not, but this is what you're allowing, America. Would you allow the modern-day useful idiot to actually give you deciphered information that's going to keep you free today? Absolutely not, you wouldn't. How many of these lawyers today in this country are sworn to the bar, and they're sworn to the bar, friends, not to the law or the lawgiver. In most cases, they don't even know it. One case, they took a census on 400 individuals that were leaving law school, and they asked them, where does law come from? They didn't even know. Would you trust those people that are actually dedicated to the bar rather than to the law to actually represent you? Are you tracking with me here, friends? Well, then why would you let a billionaire who has filed for bankruptcy six times, why would you believe him when he said that he's going to take your national deficit and he's going to eradicate it within 8 years? Now, most people didn't know that Donald Trump has filed bankruptcy six times, and now he is bankrupting America like no other president before him. This is a fact, okay? The balance reported during the 2016 presidential campaign, Republican candidate Donald Trump promised he would eliminate the nation's debt in 8 years. Instead, his budgets would add to $8.3 trillion during that time. It would increase the U.S. debt to $28.5 trillion at the end of 8 years, according to Trump's budget estimates. He already knows his followers are sleeping. Matthew 13:35. He already knows his master's plan. John 8:44, 2 Corinthians 11:4-15. He knows that that's all he's got to do is tell the sheeple, and they're going to go right along with him. Why? Because they worship him. And how many of these hypocrites call themselves Christians? Yep, they feared the Lord, but they served their own gods, didn't they? Yep. Now, I know that Americans have taken Donald Trump at face value, which is the same problem with every politician, but that is the same mistake Americans have made every voting cycle in this country. And I want to end with high-fiving people so you can understand my heart is for you, not against you, which it always is. You didn't vote in a wealthy billionaire to drive your economy $8 trillion into debt, no more than you would hire a doctor that would make you end up being sick. But that's exactly what has happened in America today, because you've allowed judgment to be turned backwards. You've allowed them to redefine the meanings. Read Isaiah 59 verse 14 when you get a moment, and also read Isaiah 5:20. Love you by what we do. The article's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. How many of you would hire a doctor to destroy? It's on the front page today. Again, we'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.